我的时间不允许把我今天准备要讲的讲完。
So time does not allow me to talk about all the points I want to share today.
我今天只讲，我有三个点，但我想我今天的时间只允许我讲第一个点。
I have three points, but I think the time only allows me to share on the very first point.
但是我想，因为神是这样的伟大，我们真是看到一点，我们就被感动了。
But I think that because God is so great, that even if we can see just one point, then it's enough to move us.
Next one. 那么我想，我们在圣经里面有一个人叫做大卫，他是一个犹太的王，很有名的一个，犹太人很敬畏的一个王。
So in the Bible, they talk about there's a very famous Israel Jew called David. He's the King David.
在旧约的圣经里面有一段叫做诗篇，那么他写了好多的诗篇。
And in the Bible, there's a book called Psalms, and he wrote a lot of the chapters in there.
中间的诗篇第八篇，他曾经有这么一段话。
And in Psalm 8, he once said,
他说，我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说人算什么，你竟顾念他，世人算什么。
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him?
We don't
know when he wrote this.
但是我们知道他曾经圣经告诉我们小的时候做牧羊人。
But however, what we do know is that when he was young, he was a shepherd.
他做皇王的时候可能每天忙得要命，没有时间看看天上的星。
When he was a king, he was probably too busy to take a look at the heavens.
所以我猜他的八篇是他回忆他做牧羊人的时候，在旷野，他常常在那里把羊放在羊圈里，他自己坐在那里看到这一个星宿。
So I think when he wrote Psalm 8, it's a reflection, remembrance of his younger days when he was shepherding the sheep and then looking upon the heavens and seeing the stars.
他写这个诗的时候，距离我们是三千年前。
So it was 3,000 years ago when he wrote this book.
没有什么科学的研究，但是他已经感觉到他的渺小与这个宇宙的浩瀚。
There wasn't much scientific advancement back then, but yet, even then he recognized how small he is compared to the universe.
19篇说
And Psalm 19 said,
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段，这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识，无言无语，也无声音可以听。
The heavens are telling the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the works of his hands. Day to day pour forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard.
我不知道我们每一个人有这个时间看到天上的星星、月亮、太阳。
I don't know if you have this time, have the free time to look upon the heavens and see the stars and the sun.
你有没有感觉到在这个看得见的世界里头，他有那一个看不见的手。
I'm not sure if you feel this in this visible world. There's this invisible hand.
你看到这个奇妙的安排，你能够感觉到有一位智慧的神。
And when you see this amazing order in all things, you will know that there is this God who is full of wisdom.
二十世纪是一个伟大的世纪。
The 20th century is a great century.
我们在座的大概绝大部分都是二十世纪出生的。
I think most of us here are born in the 20th century.
我自己读书的时候，我记得我所学的不过是一个蛮大的宇宙，但是比起后来科学家告诉我们的，那也小太多了。
I remember back then when I was going to school, we learned that the universe is great, but however, it's a lot smaller than what we know now through scientific exploration.
20世纪的末叶就是到了90年代。
Towards the end of the 20th century, which is in the 90s, late 90s,
有两个重大的理论被建立起来。
Two great principles of philosophy that were established.
那中间有一个就是讲到宇宙的起源。
And one of which talked about the origin of the universe.
因为我们传统的观念认为这个宇宙是亘古长存、无始无终的一个宇宙，这所谓的自然它就是这样。
The traditional thought for the universe is that it existed forever. It's been there forever. It's like that. And it's been stable ever since.
这是人传统的一个概念，对于自然。
This is our traditional way of thinking.
但是在二十世纪里头，有十一，我算了一下，有十一个重要的科学家，他们提出各种的理论。
However, in the 20th century, I counted there are 11 very important scientists who made lots of important discoveries.
那英文在这个字上叫做 Big Bang， 中文很不幸的翻译成大爆炸。
And the English word for the term is the Big Bang. Unfortunately, in the Chinese version, it's translated as the Big Explosion.
它只是照那个声音 bang， 那就爆炸。
And they just directly translated the word bang and turned that into explosion.
如果用爆炸的概念的话，那是本来有次序，经过一个爆炸就变成乱七八糟。
However, if we go by the words used in Chinese translation, that it's implying that something that was originally in order now turned into disorder.
但实际第一个人提出这个概念的时候，他不是指着一个 bang 之后变成乱七八糟的东西，这不是他的概念。
However, in fact, when the very first person who made this proposed this theory, that's not what he had in mind. He doesn't mean that something that was in order now after the Big Bang everything's in disorder.
我们知道这个，还是用那个。我们知道在二十世纪一个最伟大的物理学家叫爱因斯坦。
We know that the greatest physicist of 20th century is Einstein.
他提出这个相对论。
He proposed the theory of relativity.
那么从他的公式导演出来，就有后来就有两个科学家，一个是苏联的，一个是比利时的，这两个科学家就着他的理论往前推。
And from his theory, two other scientists, one from Russia and the other from Belgium, they further advanced his theories.
那么到了这一个大爆炸这个字提出来，是这一个比利时的这个数学家提出来的。
The word Big Bang was proposed by this particular Belgian mathematician.
但是他提出来的时候，连爱因斯坦本人都不太觉得他这个理论对，但是这个理论后来爱因斯坦承认他的 proposal 是对的。
However, when the time when he first proposes, even Einstein didn't feel that his theory was correct. But however, later on, Einstein admit that it is correct.
因为从他的计算、他的数学的导演里头，他觉得这一个宇宙是有一个开始的，从一个点爆炸出来，但是他用的词是烟花的概念。
So when with his mathematical calculation, he felt that the universe did begin with something at a certain point. However, the word that he used is the word similar to the word Big Bang, fireworks.
fireworks 跟爆竹有什么不同啊？
So what's different between firework and firecrackers?
爆竹你听到是 bang 的一声，对不对？
So for firecracker, what you hear is that.
但是烟花你看的不是仅仅听到 bang， 它后面还有什么美丽的那个图在天上，有的时候是一个大圆球，红的、绿的、白的，还有扇子形的，还有不同高度不同时间爆炸的。
However, for fireworks, what you get is not only just that sound bang, but also it follows by light. It gives out varying color light and also different formation when the chemicals explode.
那么再加上交响乐配起来的话，那你 July 4th 那就很有意思了。
And then if you add some music to it, then that's what makes July 4th so great.
这是这个科学家当初提出来的时候，他的概念里面是指着这个烟花说的。
So this is the concept that particular mathematician was proposing.
那么他这个理论到后来才能够用科学的方法来证明。那么第一个证明他这个理论的是这个 Hubble 这个天文学家。他看见这个宇宙是一直在膨胀。
And then his theory was later solidified by the advancement in science with our science. And so the first one to confirm it is this scientist called Hubble.
然后到了二次世界大战之后，又有一个科学家，有三个科学家，叫做 Gamow 跟 Alpha 跟 Hermann， 他们又看到第二个证据，就是所谓的这个宇宙的这个微波。
And the second evidence was seen after the Second World War by these three scientists in 1948. And what they saw, the evidence was the existence of microwaves.
他们就提出这个东西存在，那么由64年这两个 Bell Lab 的科学家来证明，他们就得了这个诺贝尔奖。
So, and then, it's in 1964 with these two scientists that, from Bell Labs, they proved the existence of this microwave, and so they won the Nobel Prize.
啊，然后第三个证据呢，是92年，美国放了一个这个火箭到上面去研究这个所谓刚刚那个所提出来的就是宇宙微波的这一个被就是叫做 CMB 的这个东西去研究这个东西的人造卫星。
And from 1992 to 2003, when these two following scientists further proves that they have evidence of the third evidence to prove the theories by, because that during that time a rocket was sent to above into space to detect the existence of these background microwave radiation and so they are called the CMB.
对，然后他就量出这个中间的温度。
And then using the instrument, they were able to measure the temperature.
然后他也得到03年的物理奖。
And also that they were awarded the medal in 2003.
对，所以经过这么长的一段时间，二十世纪的科学家证明这个大烟花这个理论是一个可以证明的真理。
So throughout the whole entire 20th century, scientists have made advancements into to prove that the Big Bang exists.
所以就告诉我们，今天科学家告诉我们，这个整个的宇宙不是一个恒常的存在，它是有一个起点的。
So through all of this, scientists tell us that the universe didn't exist from eternity, that there is a certain point when it began.
一切从那个起点开始，那这个起点只有圣经说过，起初神创造天地。
And then it all proves that it started from one single point. And in the Bible, it tells us that in the beginning, God created the universe.
啊，这个是老早在圣经里面开宗明义的第一句话，就告诉世界的人，这个宇宙不是自然就存在的，是从无变成有。
So in the very beginning of the Bible, it tells us that this universe did not exist naturally, rather it exists from nothing, it come from nothing.
对，但是等到我们自己读书的时候，我们了解有太阳系。
When we go to school, we realize we learn something called the solar system.
你可以看到有这九大行星。
You can see the nine different planets.
然后又再来下一章。现代科技告诉我们，他放一个人造卫星上去，叫做 Messenger， 从那个极高的点往下看太阳系，太阳在中间，然后这几大行星在旁边绕，在这个小小的土里面，最远的一颗星到这里也不过是土星，还九大行星还看不全。
And then later we send forth the messenger orbiter, and we're able to get top-down view of the our galaxy and how we see all the planets are surrounding the sun.
对，这个是都是现代科技的手段可以看得见的东西。
This is all the advanced scientific advancement that we made recently that allow us to see this.
然后又告诉我们这个太阳系。在这个浩瀚的宇宙中，也不过是一小点而已。
And it also tells us, even our solar system is but a speck in the universe.
太阳的光要照到地球，地球在这里，太阳这一段距离，这个光要行走八分钟。
And for the light from the sun to reach Earth, it takes about 8 minutes.
对，那么你就可想的，我们地球实在是在这个宇宙中是小不点儿，一点一点。
So from that, you can truly understand that our Earth is just very, very tiny speck of dust.
这张相片，你们记得是什么时候发布的吗
？Do you remember when was this picture taken？
就是人开始登陆月球的时候，1969。
It's taken,
才看到这个地球的全貌。
It's taken 1969 when man first stepped on the moon.
再下一张。
Next picture.
我们后来又可以看到火星。
And、next, we see Mars.
然后再往下走。
Next,
我们就能够看到银河系。
This is the Milky Way galaxy.
对，你能够看到我们整个的太阳系，也不过是在这一个里面的一点而已。
And our entire solar system is but a tiny speck within that galaxy.
那我们觉得太阳系已经很大了，但太阳系在整个的银河系里面也不过是一小点。
We feel that our galaxy, our solar system is It's big, but however, compared to the entire galaxy, it's just a tiny speck.
那科学家又告诉我们，这样的银河系多的了，在宇宙中多了。
And next, scientists also tells us there are many, many galaxies.
然后他又告诉我们，这银河这不同的这种 galaxy， 他们还会 merge， 还会撞在一起。
And they also tells us that different galaxies will merge and collide into each other.
从这个点到这个点的距离是十万光年。
And so from the center, the distance between the center of those two galaxies are about 100,000 light years.
对，所以这些都是天文数字。下一张。
So these are astronomical numbers.
这里每一个点都是一个 galaxy， 就是说这个宇宙中像这样的每一个有这样的银河系有上 100 billion， 就是一千亿个。
So every single light source there represents a galaxy. And so there, they estimate to be 100 billion galaxies.
对，所以你听完这些数字，你就会发现我们多大。
So after hearing these numbers, you realize how big are we really?
我们小到无法看，我们这个宇宙太大了。
We're so small to the point that we can't even see ourselves because the universe is so big.
所以你就知道。当我们在这里说 God is awesome， 神是可敬畏的这样的神，你真是每一次一点点的发觉，你都发现我们的神太大了。
And so here we say God is awesome because every single discovery you make, you realize, oh, God is truly great.
那在这样的浩瀚的宇宙中，每一个点，他们发现，哎呀，又还有这种 supernova， 应该叫中子星吧。
And then within those light point specks, we also discover what's called supernovas.
这是那个 supernova 一爆炸就有这么稀奇的光芒在这个宇宙中。
And when a supernova goes explode, that's what's result.
这又叫做猫眼的 nebulae， 是一个星云，像个猫的眼。
This is the cat eye nebula.
也是讲到这个星星。他们在这个演变的过程中发出不同的光芒。
And this also refers to different stages of a stars and they give out different wavelength of light.
所以你就会发现这个神是何等的浩大。
So you, from all of this, you'll discover how great and amazing is this God.
我几个主日以前讲到圣经里面的一些约翰所看见的异象。
So several Sundays ago, I shared with you about the visions that John saw.
他看到的异象跟旧约里面以赛亚所看到的异象都讲到这个天有一天要像叶子一样卷起来。
And the vision that he saw is similar to what Isaiah saw, is that one day the heaven will roll itself up like leaves.
有的时候像书卷一样卷起来。
Sometimes it's like scrolls.
所以这些事情都是我们以前没有读圣经的时候没有办法想象，可是今天因为科学家把两个大望远镜放到太空中去。
So before, these are things when we read about we cannot imagine, but however today, because scientists have put these great telescopes into the heavens.
刚刚我们看的这些相片都是那两个大的天文望远镜照出来的。
And the pictures we saw are all from those two, telescopes.
一个望远镜叫做 Hubble， 它是绕着地球转的。
The first one is the Hubble telescope. It orbits the Earth.
还有一个望远镜叫 Spitzer， 它是跟着太阳转的，就是在地球的后面，地球怎么绕太阳 ，Spitzer 也就跟着地球转，就是跟着地球一起绕太阳。
And the second telescope is a Spitzer telescope. It orbits around the sun. It has the same orbital as the Earth. So the orbit of the Earth is the same for the Spitzer telescope as well.
用这两个望远镜可以看到我们刚刚所看的这些相片。
And using these two telescopes, we're able to see the picture we just saw.
所以你如果上网的话，你 Google 一下 Hubble， 你就可以找到这个网址，可以去。那比这个多的多的多，很多很多很多的美丽的相片。
If you go to Google for Hubble, you'll see tons more pictures similar to those we just saw.
我想约翰在第三层天，他所看见的就是这些东西。
And I think John, when he was raised to the third heaven, this is what he sees.
他看到这个浩瀚神的创造的美丽。
And he sees the amazing creation of this awesome God.
你就要想到大卫的诗，他说。诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍 传扬他的手段，虽然没有言语，但是你能够知道这个后面有最高的智慧。
And then you remember what David said in Psalms, the heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring of his words. Even though there no speech nor are their words, their voice is not heard.
这宇宙中好像没有言语，没有话语，但是你在那里思想的时候，你看到上帝的杰作的时候，他的话很清楚地告诉我们。
So even though there seems to be no speech in this universe, but however, when you look at all that he created in this universe and you silently think about it, it's telling us very clearly. It's speaking to us very clearly.
这个 bang, 这个 big bang, 这个大烟花的后面有智慧，有能力。
This big bang, there's intelligence behind this bang.
约翰福音第一章第一节就告诉我们，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
John chapter 1 verse 1, in the very first verse, it tells us that all, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
第三节就说，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
And the third verse, it says, all things came into being by him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being.
这个宇宙的奥秘，天下没有一本书像圣经讲的那么透彻。
The secret of the universe, not a single book on this earth has revealed as clearly as it is in the Bible.
只有圣经告诉我们宇宙的来源是怎么来的。
Only within the Bible that tells us how did the universe come to be.
因为只有这个同样的作者，他来告诉我们他怎么造的这一切。
Because the author is also the creator, and he himself tells us how he created everything.
希伯来书十一章这样子说。
In book Hebrews, chapter 11 says,
我们因着信就知道诸世界是借着神的话造成的。
By faith, we understand that the world were formed by the word of God.
所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
So what is seen was not made out of things which are visible.
所以圣经是很清楚地告诉我们，神从没有造出万有。
So the Bible clearly tells us that God created things from nothing.
那么他的没有却不是真的没有，他的没有是用他的话一说有就有，一命立就立。
So this nothingness isn't really nothingness because it all came from his word. When he spoke the word, it existed.
所以你每次想到这些事情的时候，英文说 blows your mind, 就是把你脑袋都炸掉了。
And every time when you think of these things, to use the English term, it truly blows your mind.
对不对？这一句话，这一次这个礼拜我们小朋友学的这句话 ，God is awesome, 神是可令人敬畏的，是真是如此。
And this the topic for the Vacation Bible School this week is that God is awesome and He is truly awesome.
这次我到成都四川这个地震的地区。
Recently I went to Chengdu and Sichuan province, where the earthquake happened.
我就听到他们当地的弟兄姐妹告诉我。
And I heard this from the brother and sister there who shared with me.
这第一时间地震完之后，最早到现场的国家领袖是总理温家宝。
The very first one who were there, was
Premier.
The Premier of China is Premier温家宝。
对，他的地震之后一个半小时他就到了。
And he was there in 1.5 hours.
他看了这些满目疮痍的这些可怕的毁灭。
He saw the desolate scene there in full destruction.
他说了一句很重要的话。
He spoke a very important word.
从一个无神共产党员应该是个无神论的，对不对
？So in theory, all the communists should be atheists.
但是他说了一句很重要的话。
But he said something that's very important.
他说：“大自然是应当敬畏的。
”So that the nature it should be feared.
或者用这个话来说
，nature is
awesome. Nature is awesome. Yeah, 大自然的威力是 awesome.
The power of nature is awesome.
什么叫做自然
？What is nature？
我们以前认为自然就是它本来就是如此。
Before we think that what means nature is the way it was，
但是现在科学家告诉我们，自然是就是上帝。
However, what science are telling us now is that nature is God。
它从无变有。
It turned from nothingness into something。
它用它的话，它的能力造出万有。
And using His word, His ability created everything。
这个神的能力。真是今天我们没有办法来衡量 这么浩瀚的宇宙，它的能量是多大，我们算不出来的。
This God is something that we can truly measure. For example, how we cannot measure the amount of energy that's within this universe.
然后这个设计它的炸出来以后，成为这样精巧的宇宙，井然有序，它中间的智慧，那也是我们没有办法测度的。
And the wisdom behind how everything in this universe is in such great order is not something that we can understand either.
所以到罗马书一章二十节的时候这样说。
So in book of Romans chapter 1 verse 20 says,
自从造天地以来，神的永能与神性是明明可知的。
For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine has been clearly seen.
虽然眼睛不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse.
所以这个是圣经很清楚地告诉我们，如果你把你的骄傲放下来，你把你的眼睛打开来看整个神的创造。
So the Bible tells us, if you would put down your pride and open up your eyes,
你能够看到两件事情是眼睛看不见的，但是你里头应该摸到了。
You will see two things that your eyes cannot see, but however you within you you have touched.
你有一个头脑的人，你就会摸到这两件事情，叫做永能与神性。
And if you have intelligence, you'll realize that this thing called eternal power and also
神性 divinity
and divinity,
对不对？这个 divine nature, 所以这个是明明可知，圣经是讲的。
So this is something that you understand. It's invisible attribute.
如果你看到这一切，仍然说没有神。
However, if you see all this and still you say there is no God.
那诗篇五十二篇说，五十三篇这样说。
Within Psalm 53 it says,
愚顽人心里说没有神。
The foolish in their heart they say there is no God.
当你说没有神的时候，是你故意说的。
When you say there is no God, you did this on purpose.
当你否认这个伟大的创造的主的时候，是你心里面自己有一个主骄傲。
When you had denied this God of all creation,
神看你这样子下结论的时候，他说你是 fool, 你是一个愚昧人。
You deny him because within yourself you have this pride that you cannot put down. When God sees this, you deny him. He said you are a fool.
这么清楚的证据。
The evidence is clearly laid out.
当那个科学家 Smoot 他做完他这个实验，他看见这个神，他做的实验证明这个宇宙从有一个起点的时候，他说我看见上帝的手。
And when the scientist Smoot, after he finishes with his experiment, he said, "I can clearly see God's hand."
所以这个连科学家，连最低流的世界第一流的科学家都不得不承认。有上帝的手在这奇妙的宇宙中。
So even the scientists, the best, the most brightest minds, they cannot help but admit that there is God in this universe.
No excuse, 没有任何的借口，你可以推诿说没有神。
There is no excuse that where you can say there is no God.
好，我看我的时间还是可以的。
I think I still have some time.
最后一句话。
So the last sentence.
我们要看见他不但是有能力有智慧
We'll see not only does he have ability and wisdom
他也是有慈爱与公义
But also he's full of love and righteousness
圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us
神怎么样向我们表明他是有情的神
How does God reveal to us he is someone full with emotion
我们好像觉得天地是无情的但是其实神的启示告诉我们，天地无情，神有情啊。
We may feel like the natural world is without emotion, but the heaven and sky is without, and heaven and earth is without emotion. But however, it tells us that the heaven and earth is without emotion, but our God is full of emotion.
罗马书五章八节到九节有这样一句伟大的话。
In book of Romans chapter 5 verse 8 through 9, it says,
他说：“唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。”
But God demonstrated His own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
So God demonstrated His own love towards us.
也就是说，在这个世界中，在这个宇宙中，有什么人愿意为一个罪人舍命呢？
So in other words, in this universe, what kind of man would die for sinners?
可能有人为人人死，为义人死，可能。
There may be people who are willing to die for righteous people.
但是你为着那一个强盗，为着那一个根本就是一个钱也不值的罪犯，你为他死，何苦来哉呢？
But are you willing to die for a robber or somebody who's absolutely worth nothing? Why would you even do that?
对，圣经告诉我们，在宇宙中的的确确有一位，他是为罪人死，这个行动证明神是爱。
And however, the Bible tells us in this universe there is indeed someone who is willing to die for sinners, and this act, this very act, demonstrates that God.
他为什么需要为罪人死呢？
Why does he need to die for sinners?
因为这位神还有一个属性叫做公义。
Because this God also has another nature, divine nature, characteristic, and that is his righteousness.
什么叫做神的公义呢？
What is God's righteousness?
就是在这个宇宙中有一个东西叫做道德律。
Because in this universe, there's just something that's called
moral law. 对，这个道德律是掌管这人类的整个的活动。
And these moral laws, they govern all activities of man.
人不管你是先进文明或者初级文明，都有一个共同点叫做良心啊。
No matter how advanced is your education or lack thereof, but there's also something same that's within your heart, and that's called your conscience.
我们知道什么叫做对，什么叫做错。
And within it, we know what's right and wrong.
你做错的时候，良心责备你。
And when you do something that's wrong, your conscience will speak to you.
那圣经里面告诉我们，这是神的属性。
And in the Bible, it tells us this is God's nature.
所以造的人就有良心。
And that's why the man he created has conscience.
中国话说，这个。就是全世界最坏的坏人了。
And in the Chinese saying that even the worst man on this earth,
人之将死，其言也善了。
When he's close to his death, what he speaks will also turn to good.
因为在他死之前，他的良心会指责他的。
Because when he's close to death, his conscience will speak to him and rebuke him.
那么这个。神的义显在哪里呢？
So where is this God's righteousness revealed?
神说，我要追讨人的罪，绝不以有罪的为无罪。
I will pass my judgment upon man and will not say someone who's sinful and view him as sinless.
我们常常不公义，明明做错了，我们睁一只眼闭一只眼，就说马马虎虎算了。
Often we are unrighteous because we see things that are wrong and then we just turn the other way.
但是神不是这样的，错就是错，对就是对。
But our God is not like this. What's right is right, what's wrong is wrong.
对，对的有神的奖赏，错的有神的惩罚，这是神的 moral law, 他的道德律。
What's right will receive the reward from God and what's wrong, God will have his punishment.
那人类是他所爱的，但是人却犯了罪。
Mankind is what he loves, but however man sinned.
神要解决人的罪，他只有一个方法。
In order to resolve this issue, he only had one way.
就是在我们还做罪人的时候，为我们死，他来付这个死的代价。
And while we're still sinners, he died for us. He himself paid this price for us.
所以第九节会说，现在我们既靠他的血，就是耶稣的血，就可以称义了。
And so that's why it says in verse 9, it says much more than having now been justified by his blood.
神要追讨人的不义，但是因着他儿子的血，他的愤怒就被解除了。
God will judge us, but however, because of His Son's righteousness, His wrath is apart from us.
你听见这个好消息，你要觉得哇，我们的神是何等的什么 awesome.
And when you hear this great news, you will realize how awesome is our God.
有谁像他这样的爱我们，而又是公义的来解决我们的罪？
Who can love us so much like he does, and who can help us to resolve our issue of sins like he does?
所以今天我愿意借着我们的孩子们这一个礼拜所唱的歌、玩的游戏，他们的主题是神是可畏的一位神。
So today, our children, through the past week, the first singing songs and learning on the Bible, their topic was, God is awesome, and I would like to use this topic.
我们愿意所有在座的成年的朋友们、弟兄姐妹们，我们再来温习为什么我们会教孩子 God is awesome.
And so I would like to ask everyone here, all the adults, our friends, and our brothers and sisters, to reveal why we teach our kids that God is awesome.
他的的确确。是一个伟大、可敬、可畏的上帝。
Because truly he is the awesome God.
他让我们看到他的创造伟大。
He allows us to see how great and amazing his creation is.
他的能力伟大。
How great his abilities.
他的智慧崇高。
And how high his intelligence is.
他的慈爱无边。
And his love is boundless.
他的公义永不改变。
And his righteousness never changes.
每一个点都让我们叹为观止啊，没有要惊叹我们的神的伟大。
And every single one of these points causes us to sigh in amazement.
神盼望我们不但觉得我们的上帝是 awesome God， 他盼望我们能够跟他建立一个个人的关系。
And God hopes that not only do we see and understand that He is that awesome God， but He also likes us to have this relationship.
他的奇妙，他是无限的伟大，但是他又极其的渺小。
The amazing thing about him is he, on one hand, he is so great and vast, but on the other, he's also so small.
像我们这种小人物要去跟一个大总统交朋友，人家看不上你了。
So a humble person like us, it's very hard to, for example, make a friend with somebody in high places like the president.
对不对？你八竿子也都捞不到他，跟他交个朋友，跟他照个相。
You can try as you might, but you can't even get an opportunity to take a picture of him.
但是今天这位伟大的上帝，他要跟你发生一个生命的关系。
However, this great God, this creator of the universe, today he wants to have this relationship.
一面我们看见他的伟大，另一面他又把他自己谦卑到能够跟我们这样渺小的人建立一个生命的关系。他说：“我爱你。”
On one hand, we can see how great he is. On the other, he humbled himself to a point where it allowed us to be able to have this relationship with him, to communicate with him, and he said, "I love you."
我们的神一面来讲是远在天边，太远太远太高了。
On one hand, we can say that our God is so far away from us. He's high above in the heavens.
圣经又告诉我们，他离我们又不是很远，就在我们的哪里？身边，就在我们的口中，他就在我们的身边。
On the other hand, the Bible also tells us he's not that far away from us. He's right by us. He's in our mouths.
你不需要跑到天上才找到他。
You don't need to find him in the heavens.
他就在你的身边，你向他祷告，你向他祈求，他就临到你的生命中。
He's right there beside you. All you have to do is pray and he will be in your life.
他只有一个要求。
All he has in exchange is
就是你谦卑的相信他。
That you humble yourself and believe in him.
好，今天我想我的道就讲到这里。
So I think I'll end my message here.
我愿意每一个人，你如果还没有接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主。
I hope that every one of you, if you haven't accepted our Lord Jesus as your Savior,
你把你的孩子送来了。
You have sent your children here.
你做了一个对的决定。
You made a right decision.
你知道他到教会来可以学一点真理。
Because you know that when he comes to his church, he will be able to learn the truth.
所以你的孩子比你早听一个礼，早听五天关于 awesome God.
So your children have a 5-day advantage ahead of you to listen to the awesomeness of God.
你把你的儿女就送进了天堂。
You send your children into heaven.
对。你不要落后。
Do not stay behind.
你也应该跟他一起。能够来到上帝的面前。
You will want to also be able to stand with them before God.
那个 cosmic city 是圣经里面的的确确讲有这么一个天，有一个城的。
This cosmic city is something that truly is indeed been described in the Bible.
这次小朋友没有教他那个 cosmic city 是指着什么说的。
During this time, we did not teach them what it means to be cosmic city.
圣经最后一卷书告诉我们，那个 city 叫做新耶路撒冷。
And in the Bible, near towards the end, it tells us this is the New Jerusalem. That city is the New Jerusalem.
那个是我们永远的家。
That is our eternal home.
那是每一个信耶稣的人都要去的地方。
That is a place that every single one of the believers will be going to.
这个是好消息。
This is the good news.
这是你绝对不能够忽略的。
This is something that you absolutely cannot look lightly upon.
所以我们。